It's November 20th, and the Christie's Latin Auctions is going to be starting in about 10-15 minutes. So there's certain lots that I'm particularly interested in because I have works by that artist or I deal in that artist, and others that I'm not so interested in. The first lot up is a wonderful work by Thomas Sanchez. Thomas Sanchez is a Cuban artist, does very kind of realistic paintings of forests and and landscapes, predominantly forests, skies, rivers, etc. This is a relatively small piece by him, acrylic on canvas, 17 7/8 by, let's see, what's the other measurement there, 17 7/8 by 23 7/8. Should do reasonably well, I would imagine.
It's estimated
60 to 80 thousand. Some of his paintings have got up to 600,000-700,000 for the really beautiful big ones. Lots three and four are by Fernando Botero. One is a sculpture, one is a man playing a trumpet. Fernando Botero, every auction there's usually about 20-25 works by Fernando Botero. And over the last few years, pretty much everything sells, and sells well by Botero. I think he's done an extremely good job in marketing himself. Personally, I'm not crazy about his works, but I have to admire what he's done in terms of marketing himself. I think he's kind of been very, very open to doing a lot of museum shows around the world. So this creates a great interest, whether it's in Japan, the United States or Europe. It's been very, very effective for him. This trumpet player looks kind of interesting. Let's take a closer look at it. That's estimated 150 to 200,000. It's a small work for 17 by 15 inches, which is relatively small for Botero. It tends to work in a rather larger format than the dates 2007. A later work, but these late works sell very well by this artist, and I expect that to sell. And to sell quite well.
And that, what was the price of that 150 to 200?
Okay, let's find that again.
It's hard to navigate this website.
Yes, Chris's doesn't have a really great website for kind of going back and forth like this. So that was 150 to 200,000 estimate. Well, you got to realize that when you're buying at Christie's or Sotheby's or most auction houses, there's a hammer price, so if somebody bids up to 200,000, the hammer comes down at 200,000. There's an extra 25% buyer's premium on top of that. So you're going to be paying $250,000 for that piece, so you've got to be aware that that's going to happen. When you get into the hundreds of thousands or millions, then that buyer's premium drops, I think, to 20, then 15%. Then after the Fernando Botero, you have this Claudio Bravo, photorealist painter, just beautiful, beautiful works. The most important pieces are the kind of paintings of wrap packages, like, you know, maybe green wrapping with a piece of string tied around it. Then after that, we have Armando Morales from Nicaragua. His prices were doing very well about 15 years ago, but then I think dropped off dramatically about 9 years ago, and really kind of just beginning to recover again. And more works back. I think he oversaturated the market. I think he started, from what I understand, started putting his works to auction directly himself instead of going through dealers, and completely disrupted the market. And when artists try to kind of, in a general sense, try to run their own marketing and don't leave it up to the galleries or good dealers, then they often fail at it. Botero is the anomaly, but he's a very big name artist. He obviously used a lot of galleries to get where he needed to be, but then did, as I said earlier, a lot of works with museums, and because he was such a big name, those museums would respond, you know, to basically to his marketing, giving big shows in many different parts of the world, and that's really kind of kept him in people's minds, in their mind, you know, in view. And because he's in a museum, they regard him as a major painter. So he's been very effective doing that. Most artists cannot do that. They try to do it too early in their careers, or quite often I've seen many artists put some of their works to auction, and get their dealers and friends to bid on them, so they bid the price up, and then so then they can show, well, my piece is now sold at 20,000, things that used to sell at 10,000.
Yeah, but there's not actually a real market.
There's not, that's a false market. But then everybody that bought it maybe earlier at 5 and 10,000 put them to auction expecting to get 20,000. So then the artist and his dealers have got to start buying all those paintings at 20,000, and it's not sustainable. So
people
that's
come out of the woodwork with their paintings.
Exactly, exactly. Everything that you've sold before, they're going to see it and say, okay, I can cash in on this now. Then another piece by Claudio Bravo, another Bateros. Bateros going to come along.
It's a sculpture.
That's another sculpture that's estimated at 300,000 to 400,000.
And have those sculptures been selling for that much?
Yeah, those sculptures are doing very, very well. It does sculptures in all different sizes. Plus, he did, it must be about 15, 20 years ago now, did a show of sculptures, but the monumental sculptures that went around the world, and they were not shown in museums as such, they were shown on boulevards or in squares in cities. So basically, again, a great, great marketing effort. Now this is, you know, it's a woman on a horse, which is kind of a really important and sought after imagery by Botero. A nude on horseback. People like nudes, people like horses. It's a relatively small piece. This is 25 by 11 and 3 quarters by 16 inches.
Wow.
So that's estimated at 300 to 400. As small as it is, well, it's not tabletop, but it's smaller than a lot of his pieces. I would still expect it to do very well at auction. Because of the subject matter. Then we have a Disislo. It's got the kind of nice fuchsia colours that are very well sought after. It's estimated, let's see.
I think 60 to 80,000.
Yeah.
I just want you another page.
Yeah, 60 to 80,000. But it's 2017. So that's basically the time of his death. It was very old. It might get the price because it's got everything you want in a Disislo, but I'd say it's very.
No, it's 1992.
Oh, 1992. Okay, sorry. You're right. So again, it's late, but it's got all the kind of fuchsias and colours that people like to see. Not a very complex piece. So we'll keep an eye on that. That's an oil on canvas, basically 59.5 by 59.5, estimated 60 to 80,000. I'd like to see it go to 100, 120. We'll see if we get there. Again, I can't compare it to the piece I have because mine is from 1966 and a much rarer work.
Yeah. And did he normally do square paintings like that?
A lot of square paintings, but a lot of rectangles. It worked both in oil and acrylic. This one's an oil. But without doubt, is Fernando Disislo is Peru's most important artist of the 20th century. He also worked, in Italy and France, and kind of mingled with all the big modernists of the 20th century. So he's a giant figure in art in general, not just Latin and Peruvian art. Then we have this Roberto Mata. This is estimated at 120 to 180. And this is a small work on paper. 9 1/8 by 12 5/8, but it's from 1938, which is the beginning of his surrealist career and just a great, great period for Mata. So basically 38, 39, 40, 41 are the primo years. So here we have a painting estimated 120 to 180. I'm not sure it's gonna get that much money, but we'll see. Whereas you'll see later paintings from the 60s, 70s and 80s that are kind of 40 by 40, 50 by 50, estimated at 80,000. So again, it's not just the size and the medium that matter, it's most of all, it's a period. So here we have a piece from 1938, very, very rare work, the beginnings of surrealism for Mata, and we'll just see how well that does.
It is a beautiful piece.
It's a really good piece. But again, that's a strong price for a piece like that, but they come up so infrequently, and it's 30s and 40s pieces of what everybody's looking for with Mata.
It's 120 to 180.
Exactly. And here we're looking at...
Lot 17.
this is lot 17, this is another Roberta Mata. This looks like it's so like from 1940, let's just take a look at it. But it's estimated, you see, 150 to 250,000. Yeah, this is a larger piece, 23 and a quarter by 29, 1942. So again, right in that kind of late 30s, early 40s. The later 40s kind of dropped down a little bit, so with Matty, you need to be collecting between about 1938 and the 1950s after that. There's some good paintings after that, but this is where people are kind of really looking. And as I said, the works on paper again, big, big price. Big estimate for this artist. This is a really interesting painting. This is Diego Rivera.
Lot 18
at Christie's. This is kind of interesting because at first it didn't look like Diego Rivera to me. I'm very, very familiar with his works. And it turns out this was a kind of a piece done for Russian propaganda when he was, I think when he was living in Russia. So it's a very kind of political piece of a woman holding a flag with fighters all around and flames in the background. It's extremely well executed. I believe it's gouache on paper laid down on board from 1928. But beautifully drawn, very, very technically accomplished. It's derived from a painting by Delacroix that I think he painted like 1820 with the adding a revolt in Paris against King Charles. So it's a very, very graphic work, and that's what kind of threw me off originally. It's going to be interesting to see how this does, because on one hand you've got this beautiful full painting, but then everything's political. So it'll depend if people will kind of go for this kind of political imagery, sensibility, and also the fact that it's very, very different from for Diego Rivera, whereas usually style was much looser. So we'll keep an eye on that. I think it could do really well, or it could just flop. I'd like to see it do really well because it's such a fine painting.
And it's estimated 100 to 250,000.
Yeah, I think it could get 200 to 250 if the right people are there bidding on this piece, because it's such a really kind of powerful piece. It had a little bit of damage, but not much. The colours look fresh and vibrant.
There's like a small tear.
There's two small tears, yeah. There was one was 5/8 on the right hand side, and one was 2.5 inches. They weren't repaired properly. I would imagine whoever buys this piece, it's been mounted onto board in 2007, so hopefully it was done archivally. So the paper can be removed, and those tears need to be addressed, and I think can be repaired much better than what they're showing right now. So this is one of a number of works by Diego Rivera.
That's a small piece.
That's a small piece, yeah. Then we have a David Alfaro Siqueiros, estimated 150 to 200,000.
Lot 19. How big is it?
Doesn't have any kind of, for me, any kind of great structure, but it's a good full painting by him. It's 31 7/8 by 24, painted in 1965. So it's a late work.
That's inches, 81 by 61 centimeters.
Correct, yeah. And this is the good thing about, one of the benefits about this is Diego Rivera Siqueiros and Orozco, they are national treasures of Mexico, as is Frida Kahlo and some of the other artists. So pieces that are in Mexico now, when they come up for auction, they've got to stay in Mexico, so they cannot come out of the country. This piece looks like it's out of the country already. Let's see, I'm looking at provenance here.
Yeah, New York.
Yeah, private collection, New York. So it's already out of the country, so it kind of it's going to be able to get around that problem there. It makes it so more people like Europeans, Americans, Asians can buy this painting and get it delivered to them. Mexicans buy it and go back into Mexico, then I don't know what the kind of laws are there. It might not be able to come out of Mexico again if that happens. So that's another thing you've got to kind of watch when you're buying from Latin American art sales, to make sure that the artists are not, that you're buying are not, that the art pieces are not in Mexico and cannot escape. You'll usually have a notification saying that on the piece. Then we have this beautiful painting by Rufino Tamayo. This looks like a piece from the 40s,
about 20,
which is again one of his best periods. This is estimated at 2 to 3 million. I think it's a super, super painting. Yeah, it's, let's see, 30 by 40 inches, not a big piece, 1947. It showed at the Pierre Matisse Gallery, then private buys after that. It so that's coming up at auction today. Super piece. I expect it to do very well. Tamayo seems to be really kind of getting the respect he deserves as an artist over this last few years. It's always been strong, but the last few years I think the market's been a lot stronger.
Yeah, I think that piece is the highest estimate we've seen so far, right?
That's the highest estimate we've seen so far. Mariana Rodriguez, another beautiful Tamayo from the, looks like from the 30s.
Oh wow, that's half a million, 450 to 650.
Yeah, and that may be work on paper. I'll have to take a look a little later, but I want to get to the live auctions now. Diego Rivera Oil, 600 to 800.
We're just minutes away from the auction.
Well, yeah, it's probably starting now, so let's get out of this and go to here. All right, looks like we're going to get in. Yeah.
Cardio Bravo, let's start this, shall we, please? $75,000 for this. At
$75,000. So the last piece, Fernando, this is low. Sorry, Fernando Botero. The hammer price was $95,000, but you got about 25% on top of that. Here we are at the Claudio Bravo, estimated 100 to 150,000. It's 85,000 now. We can listen in.